time in God's presence. Wow. Can we bless God for what's through this morning? What an amazing. Right, it's first Sunday, month of July, special miracle service, and combined with Holy Communion service. Thank you. Can we all close our eyes as well as today? And I see someone with pain, criminal pain. All eyes closed, all eyes. Father, you sent your word, and your word healed us, and please us more in front of us. I have right now that the sound of this word, everything signifying this moment, they find their way out. In the name of Jesus, they find their way out. They find their way out. They find their way out. Rebuke the spirit of fear that wants to thrive upon this land. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. Fear, pack your load and get out. Thank you. Bless you. Pray in the Holy Ghost just 1 minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Understand the order of the spirit. Now, not just about flowing in it, but will be strong and be confident in the protocol that the spirit brings. Alright? Many young ministers flow by default, what they want. There is the order of what the spirit brings. And something happens to the people when the minister is trained to be confident in the flow of the spirit. Are you following? Such that regardless of the operations you have crafted out in your mind, you have been trained to follow the tide of the spirit. That wherever the spirit points, there you come. Are you for them? Very important. There are many of you called by God, not necessarily as pastors, but as ministers. And you cannot get things done for God without knowing the ways of His Spirit. His ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so His ways are higher than your ways. So we learn His ways. Are you following me? And you have to be confident in that which the Lord is doing. You have to be bold. Not under pressure. Now this is like the mentorship session. Or like school of ministry. Say not under pressure. Say it loud and clear. Good. Because the reason why I needed to say that this morning I'm teaching on spiritual gifts. Walking in spiritual gifts. So those foundations are very important. I hope you celebrate them. Thank you for all. Alright. Walking in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, there is a very clear difference between ministry gifts and gift of the Spirit. Alright? There is a very clear difference between ministry gift and gift of the Spirit. Alright? Ministry gift were highlighted in Ephesians 4. When the Bible says Ephesians 4. Alright? If you are there, say amen. Say Lord, amen. And now look at it from verse 10. He that ascended is the same who also, the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting the saints. Alright, but let's go a bit backward again to see. Let's go to verse 6 and 7. Ephesians 6, verse 4, verse 6 and 7. One God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Alright, look at verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Alright, the gift that he gave to men there are individuals. Somebody say individuals. Alright, not just individuals, but operations in individuals. Alright, the Bible went on to list those operations. They gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers. Now, while a prophet stands in an office to prophesy, that is his office. Alright? All believers don't stand in that office, but all believers are encouraged to prophesy. Are you following? Please pay attention. Now, what does that tell us? Prophesying does not make you a prophet. Choose your believer. Are you following me? Now, the reason why that I need to establish that is because recently I started observing some misconceptions in the body of Christ. Alright, the moment one or two people come forward, say a few words, prophesy in between, and mostly, alright, this is a teaching class, mostly. What people call prophecy is not even prophecy. But it is still a gift of revelation. Alright? Recently I was giving prayer on the prayer plan. And the Lord kept saying that word to me. Don't put that money there. Don't invest that money. Seek counsel. Don't. All right? Now, I wasn't prophesying. Are you following? If I stand here, right, the other time the Lord revealed someone battling with abdominal pain, right, the word pain, but that's not prophecy. That's word of knowledge. And word of knowledge is not word from knowledge, it's word of knowledge. Meaning that if you have the knowledge before and you say it's not the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Alright, now let's go to our Bibles. First Corinthians 12. Follow me quietly and keep me. First Corinthians. Thank you, God. If you're there, say amen. Alright, let me read from verse. From verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. To one is given in, okay, let me read from King James so you can understand that this character already. For to one is given the Spirit of a word of wisdom. And to another, word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. So spiritual gifts are manifestations. Write it down. Alright? Spiritual gifts are manifestations. They are not offices. They are manifestations. Now what does that mean? It means that there are realities that a believer function in. Now this may shock you. Once in a while. And I need to break that down. Spiritual gifts are not a channel that you can tune on and off. Why? They are manifestations of the Spirit. For instance, I was invited to a church, I think, it's about 5 years ago now. And when I was getting the invite, the pastor specifically told the fellow that was called, he said, we want him to come and prophesy. I said, what do you mean? Right? What nonsense. Come on, professor. Are you trying to squeeze out an operation of the Spirit out of me? So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go there, honor the invitation, and teach the word. So I made up my mind. I was going to do it. I was as wrong as the pastor was wrong. Right? The right thing to say in that case is, I will function as the Spirit leads. Because when I got to the altar and I said, let's open our Bible, I couldn't preach because prophecy too. Alright? Meaning that there was true hunger for the wrong communication. Are you following me here? Alright? It was from start to finish. Alright? I couldn't teach because prophecy too. Meaning that these operations are not yours to debate when they come. Now somebody says that, Pastor, that's not so true. That's not so true. What about tongues? Alright, what about tongues? I can decide now to start speaking in tongues. Yes. Yes. But you see, edification will not come until the Spirit takes over. Have you seen that before? Yes. You just say, now I'm going to start praying in tongues for the next 3 hours. You know, I used to have some friends, I didn't like to pray with them then. When we meet, the next segment is, Pastor, let's do 1 hour. Right? You need such friends in your life, by the way. Say, let's do 1 hour. Alright, let's go. But I noticed something. I was always tired. Alright, 17 minutes into the old thing. taking my time. And the girl was just going, bam, 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 bam. Till now, I'm not sure whether he was getting edified or not. But I wasn't getting edified. Why? It was an event that was to showcase that we could pray. Are you following me? It was to show that we have learned the art of prayer. You see, tongues, as an operation of the Spirit, when it flows, the consciousness of time is suspended. Because you are being recharged. You are being recoiled. You are not trying to. One says, out there, do we pray in the Spirit? Don't start in the flesh. Don't start in the flesh. You know, many of these things, I remember 9, 10 years ago, pastoring people, needed to break through prayer, mean all those things. I needed answers. I go to the place where I pray, carry tongues, I still feel dry. I say, you know what? I'm going to start watching. Because they've said if you pray in tongues, the doctor doesn't have 5 minutes. Alright? The prayer field, hot sun, I'll be dancing. Hey, Father, will bless you, bless you, bless you. Still feel dry. I will lay down on the floor. Mashallah. Still feel dry. 1 hour, 2 hours. Sometimes I'll start losing. I ask God, what am I not getting? He tells me, sit down and be still. And I sit still, and his words pour in my heart. What am I trying to tell you? You can never be proficient in the operations of the Spirit if you are not flexible in his hands. If they are operations of God, it means your flexibility is required. Now, let me say something that you may not really like. It is not every time that prayer involves shouting. And it is not every time that prayer involves opening of your mouth. Do you agree with that? Yes. Yes. And let me even say this. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, the tempo, you know what tempo is? The volume. The kind of utterance that is coming forth. The speed. They are not length. And they are not yours to determine. Yours is to flow as the Spirit brings it. Now, there is no such thing as somebody doesn't know how to flow. There's no such thing. There is only such thing as it doesn't know how to flow in. Now, to all the spiritual gifts, they are operations of the Spirit. It means the only limitation is the limitation you give yourself. You are not following. Now, let me break it down. If I have a funnel, alright, and I put the funnel under a fountain, and water keeps pouring into the funnel, what happens to the end of the funnel? Water comes out. True or not? But if I plug the space in between, the funnel will get filled, water will be running over, but it will not come out through the nose of the funnel, true or not true? Good. Is water coming from the fountain? Yes. You know what I'm saying? But it will not take the order of the day to remove the blockage. When you are dealing with the person of the Spirit, the only responsibility you have is yielding. Does that make sense? Yielding. Now let me show you a scripture. Acts of Apostles chapter number 2. We're still going, coming back to 1 Corinthians 12. Acts of Apostles chapter number 2. Thank God for those who journeyed with me to read the book of Acts of Apostles. Now, something happened day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost broke out. And of course, you will agree with me that the day of Pentecost is not the first operation of the Holy Ghost in the Bible. Are you following me? That's not the first operation of the Holy Ghost in the Bible. But the peculiarity of the day of Pentecost was that the Spirit came to stay before He comes and leaves. And that's why we should know that we have more responsibility. Because if men like Elisha would do what they did with the Spirit that was coming and going, and you are here still struggling, there's something wrong. Alright? But look at it. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Can we read that verse again? 1, 2, 3, go. Please, look up. On the day of Pentecost, the disciples did not receive the Holy Ghost. Because before the day of Pentecost, Jesus had already called them, He breathed upon them, and He said, receive the Holy Ghost. But on the day of Pentecost, they were filled. Now, let me give you a few. But we have been struggling with this. Got someone born again, he has received the Holy Spirit. Because that's the Spirit that brought the conviction in the person. But receiving Him comes without manifestation. It is being filled that comes with manifestation. So the reason why you pray for people and you say, they didn't speak in tongues, was because you kept saying, receive the Holy Ghost. When Jesus said it to them, they didn't speak in tongues. I don't have ministers here who understand what I'm saying. So you hold hands with them and say, I command in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. He has received. He has received the Holy Ghost. The word for a man who is in Christ is be filled. Many still have him here, but are not filled. Because how do we know you are filled? You are intoxicated. What you are filled with drives you. You can't get it. Are you following me? You know, in a pastor's cell, so my church lay hands on me, fall down. I made up my mind. In this church, where I put our legs in one place, I want to see you lay hands on me and I'm gone. I followed my dad for ministrations as he carries Bible and he's saying, lift up your hand, you start on another day. I will open my eyes. Eyeball to eyeball, I'm staring at him like that. And I will not smile. Most times I stand like that. See, this that used to blow when we were preaching, let this wind come at home. Are you feeling what I'm saying? I was. The man was laying hands on people in my church and saying that. When he was coming, I was pushing my head. So, the man found my neck, on my neck, on my neck. Said, I'm just going to sit now. So I laid down. He said, this one has so much. But you see, the day I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I didn't speak in tongues. Gave my life to Christ, to my father. I said just a word. I just returned from the night party. Quiet child in the house. They will have their say, but I will have my way. At some point I just felt, I've never given you guys trouble. All these ones have been giving you trouble. Let me do my own. I tell you. I need to know what it is like. Okay, I can improve it. I wanted to just say. That's why when I'm talking to people, see, we're not born again. Someone is under peer pressure, you want to go back more. You know what those things are. You understand? I was a DJ. I don't look like it. Call me DJ Son. But thank God I'm a son now. Amen. Praise God. God just came to attack us. You stick to scatter my legs. Second, if I survive this one, I won't go to any party again. I got home. You'll have to pass through the parlor to get to my room. My dad was sitting watching Al Jazeera. They brought me on the road to climb the staircase. They saw the man was in the parlor. I said, leave it. I'll walk. I couldn't start. I managed to just leave me and start on the first chair. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. I was seated there, gently on my own. Then the celebrant came with her mother. Say, Lisa, what? I say, God. I said, you take it to the hospital. She said, who? And of course, I still went back to Africa. I would have not known which of the confession made me born again. Because I gave my life to Christ when I came. But the final day, just returning my dad just said a word. They asked you, are you a Christian? What do you say? I said, of course I am. That's how I am. Of course I am. He looked at me, feels pain. He said, if you are right, because you are right. If you are not wrong. Good night. And that was over. But you see, because he had labored in prayers about, the Holy Ghost sat on that word. You know, I learned through him that the first thing to do to an unbeliever is not preaching first, it's prayer first. Because, listen, some people are determined not to be born again. Now, you don't get what I'm saying. They are determined. This Jesus. They even ate it. It is when the word is coming from a lips that are built in prayer for them that compassion follows and conviction will stick in their heart. Are you following me? They'll feel convicted. It does not respond to noise. It responds to the operations of the Spirit. You shout completely tomorrow without the fullness of the Spirit, you're only sounding silver. You get no result. And he said that statement. I remember getting to my room and I just knelt down. I just felt tired of you. I couldn't hold tears. Just like crying. But have mercy. I love you, Jesus. Have mercy. And from that day onward, there was a very serious shift. There was a very serious shift. From the guy who doesn't want to talk to anybody, just want to lock himself up in his room and come out when he wants to start relating to people. I mean, I was in class, I was in school then, in secondary school. My classmates would complain that they don't know the kind of person I am. I was. I got to that school, I never said a word to anybody for a whole session. You will ask me a question in class and I will look at you straight in the eyes. All you know, ask. You know what I'm saying? I was the best student in class. So they felt the silence was right. But when the Holy Ghost came, joy followed. And all of a sudden, there was a big change. From the guy who would never say a word to anyone in class. And then I became the same person who will beg everyone to come for fellowship. And there was big change. Sometimes you have people who look at it. You have shouted, you are getting a result. Start traveling over them. You know, I still sit back and remember those moments when my dad would enter into our room in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., and then lay hands. And sometimes I would open my eyes and I would see tears. Despite the fact that he was praying then, there was something within me that was just saying, you are on your own. But those prayers were like money saved in the bank. A time came, the zeal arose, man does not stop burning. Are you following? We went for, right, shortly after my dad spoke that word, we went for a youth convention in Katsina, for the place Mali Fashion in Katsina. And I was there. And the national youth president of our church came, prayed for people who were all getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. I came out, was crying. And I did the Holy Spirit. Now I was not that guy who doesn't want to fall. Do with me what you want to do, Lord. You know, I didn't feel anything special. As a matter of fact, when he was done praying, laid hands on me, I was a bit disappointed. I felt God didn't like me. I felt everyone who received the Holy Ghost, but I didn't receive it. Because I didn't fall. But I knew something like that. And that night, we're all going back from the first premises to the venue, the hostel. And I was walking with the people. You know, we're passing through one bush. And I just said to myself, I said to God, sorry, that Father, if I've received this Holy Spirit, all this noise I'm hearing, let there be silence now. And all of a sudden, dead silence. And we went, now, Paul, from because of the level of their faith, at those level, there are certain things they will ask as a king, and yet God will help them. You know, I got back to the room that night. When that happened, I felt more convinced that I beseech you than when the man prayed for me. And I knelt down and I started worshiping God, singing songs, and then tongues broke out. And I started speaking in tongues. Now, when I started speaking in tongues, the next thing I heard in my mind, the devil said, you are speaking of it. So, here, there is a reason why the Bible said, when you speak in tongues, your mind is on fruitful. What that means is that, you see, only the word fruit there is only associated to a life of the Spirit. Galatians 5. Please follow me. It is not fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is fruit of the new man in Christ. Follow me. It means that when you are praying in tongues, alright, your mind is not the region where information will be passed to you. Mm-hmm. It is your spirit. Are you following me? Your mind is not the region through which information will be passed to you. God is trying to say that when you pray in tongues, whatever drops from your mind, discard it. But what comes to your spirit, take it up. Now, the devil cannot speak to your spirit because the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, with which he lights the inward part of the belly. The devil cannot, but the devil can speak to your mind. So he tells you, see this tongues you are saying, this one is from witchcraft. And most times, the devil uses information that you have in your subconscious. For instance, coming from denominations where they do not believe that a believer can speak in tongues for 5 hours. That like tongues died in their bosom. You know, you can't just speak in tongues anyhow. But now, you will hear those things and say, I discard them. You did, but they didn't go away. Alright? The moment you need to enter into it, loss supernaturally in the spirit realm, the devil brings back those things you are piling up and then tells you the same thing the pastor said. And I say, you see, not come. Now, why? Now I'm laying a foundation. Why am I saying all this? The devil doesn't like when a believer flows happily with the people. Somebody stands in the meeting. Alright? And the Lord gives you a word. The Lord gives you a word. There's somebody. This is your name. You stand as the minister. You look at the people. You have received the word. And you say to yourself, what if I say this word and the fellow is not there? You are sinking when you say that. See, that kind of statement is a statement of a man whose gaze is not strong on Jesus. It's not a statement of a man who's feet. Now, you ask me a question. Pastor, have you ever been in a situation where you gave a word and nobody came out? Yes. Several times. Patients, they will come behind. Say, I didn't know what to do. I was ashamed. Come out. Let me give you an instance. I went to minister the campus year 2010. There were less than 20 people in the meeting. And the Lord spoke to me, that there are two guys here, you are gays, come out, I want to set you. Now, remember 10 years ago, think of how skinny I was. And I've been in trouble since then. Right, yeah, let's not do that, maybe 10, 11 years ago. Alright? Two gays here, come out. Nobody came out. It was a religious set. You would not even want anyone. Because if the fellow comes out, actually in that meeting, the fellow is either the president or an escort. Because two guys. We have four guys there. President, vice president, escort. And the Lord is saying, there are two guys. The ladies will be thinking, ah, what was happening here? And guess what? Nobody came. Alright? Then, in those times, there were things I did that I would not do now. If I stand in the meeting and God gives me something, I would rather say, there are two guys who are gays. See me at that time. But I said, we'll count 1 to 10. And at the touching of number 10, if you fail to come out, an angel is going to slap you. 1, 2, 3. Something happened. Nobody came out. As I mentioned 10, I heard 2 sounds on the floor. You guys fell on their heads. I carried them out and I sat with them and started describing how they were struggling with this. I won't mention their position. But now, let me say this to you. This is foundation. Thank God for Bible studies. No gift of the Spirit operates on his own without faith. Alright, note that. Just make that an almighty formula. No gift of the Spirit operates on his own without faith. I'm still going to break down all the gifts and take them one after another. For now, I'm talking about flowing in that. And don't forget, I laid the foundation that gifts of the Spirit are for what? Profit. Kingdom profit. They are not for carnal showmanship. They are not to announce the man of God. They are not for intimidation. They are not to manipulation. They are for profit. Are you feeling? They are for profit. What does that mean? They are for the advancement of the kingdom. Are you following me? Praise God. Alright? Now, something happens when an operation is speaking in your life and you have no faith. Alright, that operation starts right now. Let me give you an instance. Let's take working of miracle for instance. Because what you think about working of miracle is not working of miracle. If somebody has a short leg, alright, and a long leg, they are not the same size. And we are going to pray for the person for the elongation of the leg. What you need is not a bit of healing. Because the fellow is not sick. Let me give you another instance. The man that was born blind, that has no socket, nothing, no space. What Jesus needed to heal that guy was not the gift of healing. Because in the real sense, he's not sick. It's a congenital issue. Born deformed. So, if you are saying, be healed, of what? He's not sick. So, Jesus gives something. A spot on the floor. Now, operations of the Spirit are periodic. They are not formulas. You can't point doctrines out of them. But God has patterns. And they will never negate the patterns. So Jesus spat on the floor and then molded clay and then molded it on his eyes. Now look at it. At the time his spat was dust. Alright? The saliva touched it, molded on it. Molded on his face. What was there? Clay. He told him, go wash it off. They led him by the hand, went to wash it. Between the moment Jesus molded on his eyes and the moment he started washing, there was recreation. He wasn't blind. He had no eyes. What does that mean? It was an operation that reversed him back to his mother's womb, yet walking. Reamended everything that needed to be amended. He washed his eyes and said, I see men like this. That's a case for another thing. Go wash again. Washed again and started seeing. That's not healing. That's a miracle. A miracle will either come as a sign or as a wonder. Are you following me? Let me now look up. Working of miracles is not a manifestation that is done by faith. No. It is a manifestation that requires the gift of faith. Because, listen, hear me. This kind of faith is not a faith that comes through hearing. This faith is faith given. You can't believe this one even if you hear the word. It's called the gift of special faith. So somebody says, you don't pray for faith. You can! Ask God for faith. Are you following? Let me give you another instance. Now, like I said, this is just to lay down. When Jesus was told that Lazarus, your friend, is dead, Jesus waited for 4 days. So he was sick, waited for 4 days, he was dead. Apparently, the night he had 4 days, dead, buried, smelling, this and that. bounded feet and legs dropped in the grave. When Jesus got there, they were crying, this, if you had been around 4 days ago, this, he would have been healed. The resurrection of the life was talking about. Jesus asked them, where did you lay? Did you been there? Told them, roll away the stone. They did. He stood there. And the Bible said he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus. That's strange. Let me tell you the reason why it's strange. Because the distance between the dead and the living is not in kilometers. It is in realms. You hear me? First, that Lazarus' head was a miracle. It means word left the head realm to the spirit realm. Are you following me? That Jesus said, let's go to where it's laid. It's not faith. It is the gift of faith. Now, for a raising of the dead, there are different gifts required. Working of miracle, it is a miracle. Special faith, without it, you will be shaking. You will never stop. Healing, because if he is not healed, what healed him then will heal him again. Because I heard somebody say that Jesus did not say that help. He dare not say comfort. Well, before. What happened is still 37 will keep itself right there and then. Every death again is that powerful. And the Bible says we have access to this same manifestation. You cannot afford to be ordinary. That's it. See, I like to present this thing as simply as possible. I personally am not a fan of the kind of revival we still have where some men look special. I want all of us to. It's still not revival if you are running after our passion. It is revival when we all run after Jesus. Go for meetings. Some of you say such a thing as, no, I'm not feeling affected. You are not feeling for the feeling. In fact, when you are not feeling anointed is when you are most anointed. God wants you to write a book of things. You know, there used to be certain experiences that I used to have years ago. Most times when they called me for meetings, I wouldn't even be able to go for the meeting. Because while just praying in my home, there's just this overwhelming presence. You're so strong. Sometimes I manage. And it can be so overwhelming that I have to lock the door of my room. Because there are many of people who enter and just break in tears. Lock the door. Please get the wisdom of what I'm saying. Most times, the presence gets overwhelming that I couldn't do the works of the Great Commission. I was simply enjoying the presence. Now I enjoy God's presence so much. I was in His presence 3 days over there. But you see, God has, through the years, helped me to build stature, to carry the weight of those things, and I don't have to create a scene for Him to move. Please be attentive. I'm going somewhere. So someone says, as a believer, you are still in a state where sometimes you just feel your hands are burning, your legs, everything is just so strong, and you are like this. You can't prophesy to things that way.
someone else is not feeling it, that doesn't mean you are not spiritual.
That fellow has just learned to stay on that, carry the weight of his glory through the year. As you begin to mature in the things of the Spirit, you will be less dramatic and more powerful. Are you pulling? Yeah. Sorry to use God's name, but that's the truth. Less dramatic, but more hard. As a matter of fact, let me say this. Those manifestations will leave the feelings realm and they will come to the knowing realm. Now, please let me say something. At such level, if a day ever comes that you get overwhelmed into your feelings, then it means, please pay attention, it means radius of miles around you. There is such a level of glory. If you must know how to channel these things, that if a sick person passes through, because you are meant to carry of that level, but yet something came overwhelming you. At that point, you don't need touch. You can just send the word. That was what happened to Peter. No more drama. Just pass through a street and they will lay this shadow stalking them. I think I once saw that Jew pastor here, the way. Years ago, 8 years. Now, 2012 or whatever. When he couldn't preach, the interpreter beside him just touched him. Yeah. I like to always emphasize this. I perceive that the eyes of my generation will not be opened unto that man. Oh no. How God will make the man to carry such glory. And the man is still not proud. You need to know what we are talking about. There are strong myths I would have loved to see, but I would say some anyways. I'll leave some for Bible. If you don't have good grammar, people read substance. Your capacity is small, and the rate that people will use you will be very small too. For his mercy and great work. Because God will not want them to be carrying you up and down. What I'm trying to say is that you can wield these things, and then grow in capacity for more. Are you following? Let me share something. In the 2015, a woman, like an Arab woman, left her country, Saudi Arabia, came to Nigeria for Lagos Congress. Between Lagos and Kampala, they are very cool at an accident. A trailer ran them over. She and three of her children, they are all dead. And they brought them to the guinea pig. It was around the time that Baba was just moving around and then praying, just pray, just come there, just pray general prayer. They had packed this woman in the sand and had prayed with her. Now, these are not the kind of people that die and you need to go and check their pulse. There's nothing to check. About an hour after he left, there was a vibration in her head. That's it. The woman and her three children came back to life. I know you have read so many things about Baba Ganga. But how come you are blind with the one happening in time? You see, I told you. I watched an interview with Apostle and our last daughter, and by the grace of God, we are going to be meeting that soon. His daughter. But something caught my attention. When the man of God asked her if she thinks God wants to make a man like that again, she looked up. Said, looking at what he carries, I doubt. God spoke to me. He said, I want them. I've said, when you are relating with the Spirit, the only responsibility you have. The Spirit will bring the temple, you will bring the Spirit. All you have to bring is death. Many of you have different operations in your life that are lying fallow because you are not yielding. Lift your hands to God and say, Father, I yield. Just in the next 1 minute, just pour your heart out to Him. I know you are hungry for Him, just say, I yield. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit. I will put on the time. You provide the fire. Father, just fill me. Just fill me. I want to run over. Tell Him, Spirit, move through me. when you are looking for a man again, help me worthy, Lord. Stand me worthy. State, you will just stop right and align. Even if you don't feel like you deserve it, just trust in His mercy. See, God wants to lavish His grace on you. Now, the operations of the Spirit is what makes the work of the Great Commission possible. I've shared with you different places I've been to, you'd never be able to preach. There's no intervention. Never be. Never be. Many people have gone through that same place, they died the same way. The same as the same thing. Okay, are you respectful? It's a very simple way of that. That same night, God of them started walking. Alright? Thank God those who still in the house. And I tell you, just have to get to that point where you can manifest authority simply. A point where you know. Things will only not change if you have not prayed. I'm telling you, it is a reality. You have left that class where you are doubting how I'm praying. Will it happen? Will it not happen? You are not in that class. Not in that class. She had the story of a lady that called with tumor on her neck. 9 years. 9 years she's been carrying that load. Alright, I went to minister at Akiba. And then the mother, one of our partners, said, "Can you not pray for my daughter? She's not able to get married. 2 months. Went in her." She called. I was just making fun of her, just laughing. She was expecting My pastor has said,
what do this?
Right now we don't pray for that of Texas. Is that all? Call me the following morning. Proceed. From the moment you stopped praying, I couldn't stop talking. She slept, woke up. All the big notes was kind of busted up. 9 years old. How do you want to tell people like this and let go? Are you following? 2009, went to minister at the Correct 3 days program. Became a mega meeting for the things God was doing. And yes, I like to mention those years so you can know that there is always a benefit to starting early. Yes. A woman sent for her daughter from Lagos, having a very big growth on her head. We were still teaching. And I heard a big sound. Check. The lumps busted. Nobody touched it. You cannot do this work without this reality. I can't even talk about the gift of the sending of spirit. How that many times over the devil could have parted his work. If God didn't open our eyes, we'll see what he was planning. It is with the sign of the spirit that you'll add wisdom to good hearts. Those whose hearts are good without discernment die early. Are you following me? Don't ever look down on yourself. You see the Holy Spirit bringing certain operations to you. Believe it. Let me say this to you. Your doubt is only stronger when you are not prayerful. If you are praying for it, when it comes, you will know it. Go not full. Yes. So when believers say, I'm full of doubt, you just know. This is not just about doubt. Doubt is only strong where the Word of God is not available. And the Word of God is not available where you have not sought for His counsel. These things are not automatic. Are you following me? Praise God. Is somebody willing to pray? To ask God for certain operation? Yes. One for the next 3 minutes, depending on your level of hunger. I don't know. These things will inspire. Depending on your level of hunger, cry out to God. I cry for more of certain manifestations. Mention them. Mm-hmm. Those who are truly hungry, pray a very simple prayer, and there's going to be a very great result. Join your hands with your neighbor and lift those hands up. In 20 seconds, just say, Father, I'm hungry. Heal me. You know what you want. Hungry. My own defining moment. Today might be the beginning of certain operations in certain people's lives. I've shared my own experiences. And you can just, through your hunger, make the day that day be kind. All hands closed. Join those hands together and lift them up. Father, you know your people. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit, so I'm going to count 1 to 9, representing various categories. And I will simply ask the Lord to touch you. For some of you, your operations in some become more heightened and more defined. I start counting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Touch them, Lord. Wherever they are, let your hand come upon them. Various operations will stir up the waters. Breaking loose, out of your bellies shall flow rivers. Let the rivers find expression. Let the rivers, let the operations of the Spirit, of tongues, of prophecy, of the miraculous, of healing, of the gift of faith, of words of wisdom, of words of knowledge, let the operations be stirred up. Let there be a stirring. Let there be a stirring. You just know how to receive.
There's a quick walk going on. There's a quick walk. There's a quick walk going on. Aha. Shalamakati brata. The water is increasing. It's increasing. It's increasing. Increasing. Breaking loose. Shalabakati. There's a lady here. It is just so difficult to see yourself in the future. The thought of death looks so strong as a voice that you are battling with. Leave the people you are holding, just lift your hands to God. Wherever that fellow is, I command right now, there is instant deliverance. Say that amen loud and clear. I rebuke the thought of death. Because many who are battling with that thought. There's somebody here. The Lord is sending out a filthy spirit. Get too indulged in things that are dirty, and then your eyes become clear. I command, get out now. Amen. To that fellow, there is a replacement of a burning zeal for the place of prayer. Burning zeal for the place of prayer. You have been seen, but it's been mixtures of different things. To this fellow, there's going to be an instant manifestation. Hear me. Stand where you are, everybody. I decree and declare. The finger of God locate that fellow now. From this moment, by the anointing you are receiving, let that amen be loud and clear. You start seeing clearer. Amen. Father, search out this fellow. Just come say amen. That fellow who is receiving the new ability to see correctly. Yes. I see the fire of God burning in their eyes. Right now. Right now. Let there be a quick manifestation now. You see clearer than the sight of the eagles. The Lord is giving you a tongue. He's giving you a language that no adversary can withstand. Again, say it's putting wisdom in your heart, making a spirit apparent within you. From now onward, you know what to do. You know what to do. That which I've been waiting for years, let them start. That which has been waiting for years, and the Lord has been waiting for you to come into. that His grace has been waiting for you to enter. Let them stand. I command every door that needs to be opened for God to have His way. I hope. I heard the Lord say, not only will I give you health, but I'll place my healing on your palms. And upon whomsoever you lift your hands, of that which you have received, of that same measure you give. And yet grace will flow through your hands. It will heal the sick, and yet raise the dead. Thank you. There's somebody here. You have a knowing in your heart. The knowing is as touching someone, and the person is still very much alive. A large part of you feels, believes that this fellow is placing a hand on, placing the leg on your rising. And from what the Lord showed me in the spirit realm, it looks like there is a covenant on ground that permitted that to happen. And it had nothing to do with you. But yet, you are struggling to arise. Is everybody, say this amen, come up your voice. I decree that leg is cut off now. Hear the word of the Lord. That which you have been incapacitated to do, that which you are ripe for, but you have not been able to do, that which you are ready for, but you have not received, that which you have been waiting for, but has not touched your hands, I decree and declare, every door, every ancient gate, hindering your reception of that which the Lord has made ready for you, they are broken now. They are broken now. I hear the Lord say, arise, anoint him, for my hands are on him. And that him has no specification whether he may or not. But the Lord is releasing His Spirit upon your life. And as Samuel entered into the house of Jesse, and the Spirit of God found expression in David, I stretch my hands towards you, and I decree and declare that new oil will find expression in your life. I decree one more time. When the oil came on David, it was clear. Whoever it is the Lord is talking about, with a mark of fire, that new oil will find expression in your life. For weakness, the Lord is releasing strength. For fear is hearing the spirit of boldness. Now, I'll pray for you as touching your finances. I decree the name that is above all names. From this moment onward, you will no longer gain one and lose one. Everything you lay your hands upon to do will go extremely well. Financial breakthrough for you will not be a struggle. Now, hear the words of the Lord. What took your parents decades to achieve, you will achieve them early. I decree again, you will achieve them early. in the name of Jesus.
That dimension which no one has been able to enter in your lineage, that which the enemy has always stolen from them, by the measure of God's grace and intervention, because God's mercy has found you the same way mercy found Mary, and not by strength nor power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Because of his mercies and what he has provided for you in his eternal counsel, I decree right now, what they've not been able to enter, enter now. There's somebody here, the Lord said, I spoke to you that this year you will break through. And everything looks like that statement was not heard correctly. The Lord said, I will watch over my words to perform it. That which the Lord has said, that looks like it may never happen again. Yes, thank you, Lord. That promise, that bone that God said is bringing together to bone, that word that he gave to you in the corner of your room that looks like it may no longer find expression again, the Lord said to tell you, I will watch over my words to perform it. None of those words will fall to the ground. Hear the word of the Lord. Prosperity for you will not be a struggle. Alright? Marriage for you will not be a struggle. Childbearing for you will not be a struggle. Divine health for you will not be a struggle. Spirituality for you will not be a struggle. Everything you lay your hands upon to do, from this moment, they will not fail. Thank you, blessed Father. Now, stand where you are. Let the bread of communion, pastors, please take it up. Our blessings before we share. Can you take off the cloth? There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Don't share yet. Come. Just stand there. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. And one more time, you say it loud and clear. There is power mighty in the blood,
there is power mighty in the blood,
in the blood,
there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
Now sing that song one more time.
There is power mighty in the Lord. There is power mighty in the Lord. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus.
Exodus 12:12. Just stay where you are and listen. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt is not a place. It is everyone that is outside the commonwealth of divine covenant. The blood will be for you. And when death passes by, when disaster comes, when turbulence is, when I see blood, the blood is not just a sign of exemption. It is a sign of judgment. That death needs not to speak twice because somebody already died. The blood is not just a sign of judgment. It is a mark of indecision. That we are members of his flesh and of his bones. Are you following? That whatever cannot be found in the blood of Jesus cannot be found. It's for you. Alright? They were taking it in the land of Egypt as a type and shadow. But on the cross of Calvary, the Son of the Living God hung between the balance of the earth and heaven. Rejected by men, but yet couldn't ascend it to heaven, but he was carrying sin upon him. And there he shed the blood for the healing of Egypt. If you're right, you say, I'm a member of this commonwealth of faith. I partake of his blood and of his flesh. Therefore, I affirm that whatever cannot be found in Jesus cannot be found in me. Any sickness, diseases, and tribulations that cannot be found in him cannot be found in me. Father, we stand as partaker of these divine ordinances as your people. Taking your blood that you shed on the cross for us. And I have asked us to do this in remembrance of you. And not just that, but even while the whole world is kind of dead here and there, to everyone that are connected to all your people taking this, the same power losing them. The mark of exception. We sanctify this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now let the discussion go on. Pray the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just receive it and wait. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shalamakati. Spirit, pray. I want to hear your voice. Pray. Loud and clear. Shalamakati.
ask him to make you consistent and steadfast in him. Amen. And as they were hitting Jesus with the bread, and blessed it, and break it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take it, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them and said, "Drink, ye all of it, for this is the blood of the new testament, which is shed for men for the remission of sin." Father, we take this one more time in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, Father, and pray the Holy Ghost. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.